I'm an illustrator and an artist, and I do things that are reflect the world that I live in, which is one of surveillance. As an artist, I'm trained to study people and images and the visual world around me, and as a security guard, I do the same thing. I come to the museum at 7:45 in the morning, and I disarm the building, and I need to code in. We're turning on some toys and installations up in the North Gallery, and what we have here is an installation of a huge 30-foot wedding dress made out of candy, rock, sugar. It sparkles when you light it up. I have to turn on the lights from underneath the big dress, so I'm going under the big dress now. It's kind of a neat show. And right now we're sitting in the guard booth, which is a wall of screens that reflect six video screens that channel 16 cameras that rotate. And so I can see most of the museum through this. And while I'm watching the screens or whatever I'm doing, I can turn on some music. So a lot of times we'll bring CDs and we'll be playing them in the background. I don't feel like there's a moral question really to watching people this way, but I have seen people dancing and I've seen people act very uninhibited, and until they sort of look around and then they get their composure and then they walk back into their world. These are black and white images primarily, and it reduces everything to tone. There's no color. I work in a lot of black and white pen and ink drawings, so it's natural for me to see the world like this. However, my paintings are very lurid and colorful, so maybe that's the way I balance my artwork. Right now we're getting a great black and white shot of the woman who is in charge of textiles here and one of the curators, and they're speaking to each other, and it's the light and dark chiaroscuro. If you looked at this like a painting, I imagine there'd be wall text that would say museum workers discuss the daily exigencies of a museum with soft light, something like that.
Bob, how are we doing on the galleries this morning? Are we ready to open east and south?
Everything's all up and running. We have all the toys turned on, and it's about a minute till we open the doors. Just like a still life drawing class, you study to a great degree details and a curve and a shadow. I think this is much better than just staying at home and painting.
Excellent. The galleries are unarmed?
The galleries are unarmed, and they're just waiting for the people to show up in the galleries.
All right. Thank you.
Bob Reaney is a security guard at the Henry Art Museum in Seattle. You can see some of his work at studio360.org. Harriet Baskis produced our story.